Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up. We've got all your market details coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. 3 full days of parts for classic antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma, and it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 9th, 10th, and 11th, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited to bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet now. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet. Well, live cattle futures have gained underlying support here late in the week, with most contracts holding firm gains based on additional underlying support in feeder cattle trade. Front month June futures were stable, while other nearby contracts have moved back above $108. The potential to bring additional buying back to the table following recent market liquidation is expected to help solidify price levels, although markets are not expected to move back to previous highs due to the volatility and global economic uncertainty in the complex. Strong buyer support has moved into the feeder cattle trade today, with traders focusing on end-of-week positioning as the strong weakness and emotional selling has eroded through the complex. Deferred trade was showing the most aggressive support through the complex, with increased direction focusing on the ability to move late 2019 and 2020 contracts to triple digits. Now, the wheat trade was lower, with trade grinding along as cold air moves into the U.S. plains. Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched more as their growing season keeps moving, with mixed to good conditions so far and spring wheat seeding ongoing at a good clip and Russian domestic prices fading again. Now, corn trades flat, 2 cents lower, with trade remaining near the lows ahead of the report after trade talks failed to reach a resolution overnight. Drier weather should be the rule for the next 7 days, with below normal temps expected for most, with rains expected to return after that. Ethanol margins remain stable, with softer corn and energies along with flat ethanol futures. Basis will be choppy, with river disruptions and mixed demand along with slow movement by farmers. The soybean trade, a penny and a half to 1¾ cents lower today, with early gains fading again after trade talks failed. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.